That was the Dum Dum Girls with a track off of their EP. It's called He Gets Me High, and that was Take Care of My Baby. We've got some very special guests live in the studio with us. They are the Dirty Socialites. They've got a new album on the way. We're going to hear some tracks from that. And but first, we're going to hear some live tunes from them. This is the Dirty Socialites live on Kaleidoscope.
1, 2, 3, 4. One's called Cellophane Flowers. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Never really knew me, did you? Never really knew me, did you? Never really knew me, did you? Never really knew me, did you?
Never really
knew me. And I wake and close my eyes.
Never
really never really knew me. Did you never really knew me? Did you never really?
Next one's called Cars Oxford.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
That was the Dirty Socialites live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. But first, let's hear a track from their upcoming album. This one's called Sunshine, or rather, this is Beautiful Apology, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope. From the Dirty Socialites' new album. We have the band here in the studio. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here. We've got Greta, Derek, and Angie live in the studio with us. And guys, why don't we start off, for those who aren't familiar with you, tell me how the three of you got started playing together.
Well, Derek and I were playing in another band together, and we decided we wanted to do something a little more artsy, but not really too far out there, and we decided to ask Angie to play with us, and I think it's really been a dynamic group that we've put together. We all put things together differently, but in the end, it comes together really naturally.
And you know, I hear just in the three that you played just now and then the track from the album, I hear all of this great, you know, alt-rock influence. There's a lot of Sonic Youth in there, especially in Cellophane Flowers. I'm just like, oh, yes, those vocals are very Sonic Youth. Do you guys all come from the same place musically as far as inspiration goes, or are you kind of all over the map?
I think we all have very common interests, but at the same time, we have very different, you know, influences at the same time.
Schizophrenic influence.
I think that would be perfectly describing
it. Well, tell me a little bit about this album that you're getting ready to release.
The name of the record is Amour or Armor.
Very nice.
And it is a record. It is 12 inches of 180-gram vinyl gloriousness. We're doing a limited run of the 180-gram, so there's only 250 of that. And we recorded it in the basement where we practice, and it's a completely do-it-yourself record from A to B to Z, and with like a mid-stop at Q there.
Where we had, maybe if you want, I don't know.
No, I mean from everything from the actual artwork, we built this shrine, if you will, of a bunch of stuff from our lives and different things, and then we've got the album itself. We wrote it in the same room that we recorded it, and then I went down to Lebanon and mastered it and mixed it with Brian Hoops from My Latex Brain, and from there we shipped it out to. Are they in Sacramento or in San Diego? I've been watching the tracking from San Francisco.
I think it's San Francisco, Pirate Press.
And we shipped it out to the Pirate Press, and they took really good care of us. And
they're on their way back.
Replicated. Yeah, I think they're in Reno, Nevada somewhere.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not gambling.
Well, as far as, you know, having the album be, you know, a real do-it-yourself project, Do you feel like being, you know, recording your own album and writing the songs in the same room as you're recording them, does that help speed up the creative process, or does it slow it down sometimes?
I think you can do both, actually. Because yeah. I think when you're doing it yourself, you can nitpick it to death and you can find all these different things that you're, oh no, like I can't bring that bass tone up more, or, you know, or I hear a rattle. There's all kinds of things that you can find in a record while you're working.
Yeah,
on
sometimes
it.
When you're doing it, you know, yourself, you have more time to, you know, instead of being in a studio, like, oh, I gotta watch the clock and, you know, things like that. So,
but on the reverse side too, having everything set up like that, you can record it. You know, you can sit there, be at practice, and come up with something and record something.
Exactly.
And the way. Especially the way technology is now, like whether you're working on a computer or you're just transferring it to a computer afterwards, you can take that little snippet and make a whole song out of it relatively easily, especially compared to like working with tape, which is, you know, a whole other art form and a whole other, like
literally cutting
obsession.
Well, tell me a little bit about your writing process. Did you guys write these songs as you were recording them? Did they evolve, or did you have them, you know, kind of written already and set, and then you record them and that was that? Or
we did have most of the songs written, and that was kind of when we had brought Angie in, and then we kind of developed them from there, but we had the main ideas done, you know, going into it.
And Angie, when you came in the band, did you sort of decide to take the songs and sort of make, you know, make parts, you know, sort of make them your own, or did you sort of come in and say, you know, and they had drum parts all set, or how did that happen?
Well, originally, actually, Karen would record all the guitar for me, and I'd take it home and listen to it with headphones, and just kind of made it up. And then when we got together, I kind of wrote my parts actually in my head. That's how I initially started, and then me and her kind of got a lot of them tight. And then Derek would just come in, this other wall of sound. Kind of just works.
three walls of sound converge.
Yeah, pretty much. we're pretty loud three piece, actually.
Well, as far as, you know, being a three piece and having, you know, a loud sound, I've seen you guys in person and you've got a really, you know, you do have a loud show and a really energetic show. Do you find that sometimes, like, as a three piece, do people not expect you to be as loud because there are only three of you, or?
I think it's both, actually, especially after last week. Well, it wasn't last weekend, but the weekend before last when we went down to Lexington. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we go out there, and I think there's also a little bit of a gentrification when it comes to especially rock music, where it's, oh, here's a couple girls and some dude. I don't know how this is going to go. And then, you know, and then when we get out there, you know, we can I don't want to say outplay, but like out energize, out, you know, like I just, it's a whole different thing. I don't think music is really a competition necessarily. So it's like, it's never one of those things where it's like, oh, we get out there, we totally beat the other two bands. But, you know, no, it's just going out there and having a good time and playing. It's like we'd be doing it in our basement regardless of what we're, you know, whether we were out putting records out or not. And like I was saying from Lexington, like the other weekend, when we went out down there, I was really surprised to see the reaction of people seeing the song stripped down. And like a little bit more bare,
We did an acoustic set.
Well, I guess I should explain that part too.
That's
these
right.
are holes in the story. I'll let you guys fill them in. But
well, no, our friends from Lexington that we usually play with, the Vibrolas, were having a CD release, and we knew Angie was going to be out of town, and we knew we had the record coming out, so we asked, you know, hey, you want us to come down and play an acoustic set? And that's what we did, and we played in between two like really, really, really loud bands, and it
punk rock bands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we were, you know, a little bit apprehensive about it, but it worked out beautifully, and everybody was really surprised on how well all the songs translated from being, you know, the loud rock and roll to an acoustic.
It's almost like a backwards compliment. And now's a good time. And actually, now's the perfect time to actually say that we are playing with the Vibrolas as well in Dayton on the 16th at South Park Tavern.
Yes.
With the Give Ups. That's going to be a fun show.
But yeah, you definitely come out.
And do you guys have anything on the horizon after the show on the 16th, after the album's out? Do you want to try to do some touring, or are you going to, you know, start recording the next album, or?
Both.
Yes.
All right.
We'll
do it all now.
Got most of the next record already written.
Yes.
And we're actually going to get a group of shows we're playing in town. To help support the record, because the 16th since it's record day, even though we're in a record store, it's record store day. Since we're not in a record store, what we're going to do is there's going to be a limited number of copies that'll be at Omega, so you can buy them there. And there's all kinds of festivities going on there that are going to be really fun. And then that night we're going to be playing over at South Park Tavern, and we're going to have a few of the records. We're not going to take all of them. It's all six boxes, 200 pounds of them. But
it's a lot of vinyl.
we need bigger road crew.
we're going to have a few to kind of do as a pre-release. And then on the 20th, which is Gary's, the owner that passed away of Omega, on his birthday, we're going to be down there playing at Omega Records. And that'll be the official release of Amor or Armor.
We will have more copies then.
Yes. As many as you can handle.
As many as we need. If all 250 are gone, that'd be great.
Well, I think this is a good time to let people hear another track from the album. This is another track from the Dirty Socialites' forthcoming album. It's going to be out on vinyl very soon. This is Sunshine Madness. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Thank you.
was The Dirty Socialites from their new album. It's called Armor or Amour, and we've got the band live in the studio. Did I get that right, or did I flip them?
It is flipped.
Yeah. Ah, I flipped them. I knew I was going to do that, too.
Amour
or Armor. Yeah, I can tell that's going to be one of those that I'm going to have to pay very close attention to. You guys are keeping me on my toes. Well, tell me a little bit about what it was like getting to play with Guided by Voices on St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure you get that all the time.
It was a lot of fun, and of course there was a lot of beer involved, and that's how that goes.
A lot of partying, some cousin Vinny's to close the night out.
Yeah,
it was pretty fun. No, it's always fun hanging out, especially hanging out. Like we're pretty good. We're really good friends with Mitch. I don't know if I'm overstating that or understating that. Maybe, like Mitch has been like, I guess an unofficial fourth member in the band.
Yeah, he's volunteered to be our road crew wherever we go. He says, "I'm going. No matter where you go, I'm there."
And I mean, kind of similarly, we went to a couple of the shows through the classic during the actual tour. And I got to hang out with them and some adventures at the Radisson Hotel.
And a lot more beer and wine and something that was in a weird plastic bottle that I did not try.
2-day hangover.
Well, as far as moving forward, I know you've got the show on the 16th and you've got some other local shows. Do you guys want to go out and tour, or do you want to stick pretty close regionally, or...?
The goal is to eventually be able to full-time tour, but I mean, it's all baby steps as you branch out, and we have a pretty good little circuit that we've been playing for, you know, that Greta and I've been playing for about the past, I'd say, 3 years between two different bands. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to branch and spiderweb out from that circuit and try to, you know, do whatever we can with whoever we can and whoever will have us at this point.
So if you got any takers out there, we will play your basement.
Tell me a little bit about the decision to put the album on vinyl. I hear a lot of bands that say, we want to put the album on vinyl, but, you know, they don't actually end up doing it. And you guys are doing it.
Yes, we really, really love records, and I really don't like the fact that when people do CDs that, eventually, in the long run, a lot of copies get, you know, pirated, so to speak. And, you know, people need to understand, you know, we're artists and, you know, we're going in the hole putting this record out. And I want people to appreciate it, listening to it from beginning to end, how it should be listened to, and not like ripping copies for everybody and giving it away. And, you know, because we worked really hard on this. It's not about the money, but it's about our art. And time that we spent in it.
It's about the experience.
Yes.
I mean, having the iPods and having CDs and everything, you skip to your favorite track. I'm guilty of doing this.
Yeah, right?
I have my favorite tracks from records that I have and I own on my iTunes or whatever on the computer. I actually don't have an iPod or a MP3 player, but when you sit down and listen to a record and it's the whole experience. For me, I used to, you know, sitting there listening to a record and staring at the actual sleeve and, like, having, you know, a visual experience that's not a video. It's not moving. And it's something where, like, instead of it being, like, spelled out for you, it's something that you take a little bit, like, away from yourself and you take more out of it because you get to either read yourself in it or, you know, see how it relates to your experiences a little bit differently than if you're just like, oh, well, you know, I really like that second track, so I'm going to have that on random.
It's at least a little more effort to skip your favorite song on a record. So,
I mean, the idea of the record too, even with the order of the tracks, is that you've got this. It's sort of like this couple who's going through some kind of weird breakup and some kind of weird distancing with each other, and like there's never really an identification of like what is the actual event or what is the actual or the actual couple. But you get the feeling of like two different experiences of the same thing without it being like one or the other's fault or anything like that. And so it's not hung up on the details as much as like, once again, like the experience of it.
When you wrote the songs, did you sort of have that theme in mind, or is that something that once you got the songs together and decided these are the songs for the album, it sort of revealed itself to you?
Well, I mean, between like personal lives and things going on and everything else, it came very naturally that that was something that was a reoccurring theme as we were writing things, and it became apparent as we were working on it that we could make it something not necessarily a concept for the whole record, but something that was, it was definitely an underlying theme without being, you know, it's not a record about crying and losing a loved one. It's not a record about like the actual loss of the love. It's a record about the experience of the change. Maybe that happens during or whatever, like the, and so it's something that was like definitely there, and but it wasn't something that we sat down and were like, well, this is going to be the concept of the record. And you know, if we can make it fit Willy Wonka's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, after the second lion roars, it'll be perfect. You know, it wasn't quite that extensive.
Well, you guys mentioned that you're already working on another album. Do you plan on putting that out pretty quickly, or are you going to wait and sort of let this one do its thing and then?
I want to.
Yeah, we're going to put it out as quick as we can, really, because in all actuality, these things always take a lot longer than you envision in your head. So, you know, we're going to, you know, sit down and start getting everything recorded, and I would like to put it out on vinyl again. So we really want to just keep, you know, putting out the music that we've been producing, and it's coming really quickly, so we might as well keep it coming out as quick as it comes in. So
fair enough.
In the inbox.
The inbox is way full.
Well, if people want to check you guys out online, where can they find you?
Right now, our .com is in development, so it's really cheesy and it's not finished. But you can find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/thedirtysocialites. But we're also on Bandcamp. We're also on MySpace. We're also on SoundClick. We're also on Twitter. We're also on, I think, a blog space.
I don't even remember all these.
We're also on Reverb Nation and I don't think mp3.com is there. Well, I don't know. We're on a whole bunch of them. I think Pure Volume. But yeah, so if basically Google it, and that's the one thing we like, this is one of the first bands that I've been in where I can Google it and am not buried by, you know, like either a million professors from some college professor.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, yeah. The last band, like a bunch of accidents that have happened, or like there was actually at one point a movie
show, yeah.
And a TV show named Accidentally on Purpose. But yeah, it's it's kind of nice to be able to go, oh, there it is. So, yeah, you can find us on Google.
Excellent.
That's a way shorter explanation.
Well, guys, I think we've got time for one more live song. But before we do that, is there anything else that you guys want to share with our listeners?
Oh, yes. It is Angie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Angie.
I won't tell you how old she is.
I will.
29.
Well, happy birthday, Angie. Well, I'm going to let these guys get ready for another live set. We will be back here in just a moment to hear more from the Dirty Socialites. It's on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
How has your life been different than you'd imagined it would be?
What did you think the United States would be like before you came here?
What are five of the lasting choices that formed you?
What has been the happiest time of your life so far?
Miami Valley StoryCorps, where local people interview each other. Every Wednesday during Morning Edition, right here on WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, a government shutdown looms as Democrats and Republicans fight over big budget cuts on Capitol Hill. We'll get the latest. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tune in to On Point tonight at midnight on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
Mm-hmm. A state psychiatric hospital here in California is a tough place to work.
Yeah, I just got punched in the face by an individual.
And then my wrist was twisted up pretty badly.
He was able to hurl me against the wall.
Hundreds of assaults by patients, even murder. I'm Renee Montaigne, the danger to staff and patients at a psychiatric hospital on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 5 on 91.3 WYSO.
Nikki Leopoulos traz para você Jazz Forward nesta quinta-feira no WYSO, de 8 às 11 horas da noite. São 3 horas do melhor do jazz internacional, do soul e do funk. Desde a melodia doce da bossa nova brasileira até o soul descolado das ruas de Londres. Jazz Forward, a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Nikki Iliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we are going to hear another live tune from the Dirty Socialites.
This is a song called Shoebox, and it's not on the Amor Armor album, but this will be on our next album, previous or untitled as of now. So.
Previous untitled as of now.
Blah, blah, blah.
In the future sometime.
Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Dirty Socialites live in the WYSO studios. Check them out on April 16th. They're playing at South Park Tavern along with Vibriolis and the Give Ups. And they'll be having a few copies of their new album then and more to come. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you very much for having us.
That was the Dirty Socialites. And if you miss any part of their live set, we'll have it on WYSO.org tomorrow. Here are the Decemberists with a track from Castaways and Cutouts. This is Here I Dreamt I Was an Architect. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope.
Here I dreamt I was a soldier.